This is Adam Farrell reporting for Fred Film Radio at the London Film Festival. And earlier on, I got a chance to catch up with the makers of Betty and Amare, Andy Siege, who is the writer and director, and Pascal Dawson, one of the producers who also acts.
Betty and Amare is the story of Bethlehem, a young Ethiopian girl who moves to the south of Ethiopia during the Italian invasion in 1936. She moves to the south to live with her grandfather to get away from the Italian invasion. But things in the south aren't actually safer. The leader of the local militia wants to take her as his wife, and she doesn't want that. As things are about to escalate, a spaceship cracks through the clouds. And in the spaceship is an alien, played by Pascal here, who ends up saving her and becoming her personal monster that protects her against the Italians and against the local militia. And it's kind of, you can watch the movie as a sci-fi, but you can also watch it as a take on how we deal with trauma and traumatic violence. And one of the ways we deal with that is through dissociation, which means our brain kind of pushes reality away, and in those situations we feel like we're outside of our bodies, kind of watching, and we come up with alternate realities to fill these gaps which we are unable to cope with at the moment. So she kind of creates Amare as this coping mechanism, and Amare is that's shown throughout the movie. You know, he comes out of an egg, so there's these parallels towards her creating in her mind, but also her giving birth as well, because it's also creation of a living creature. At the end, yeah. Well, okay, I'm not going to talk about the end.
Yeah, okay, sure. And Pascal, when you first heard about the movie, well, first of all, how did you find out about it? And also, what was your first reactions about your character Amare? Because it must have been a pretty crazy role to take on.
Okay, well, actually, Andy and I, we met in film school in Canada. We were in the same film class there. And then after film school, we decided to create the company Kalulu Entertainment at the end of 2011. And then we wanted to make a movie. So we went to Ethiopia first, actually, to film a documentary about Rastafari, because Haile Selassie is from Ethiopia, and that's the Rasta's god. And while filming that documentary, Andy was writing this script, Betty and Amare, which he'd been thinking for a while now. So while we're filming it, he showed me the script, and that's the first time I got to read the script. And he told me that I would be Amare, and I was like, wow, I'm loving the script, and I really love this character. I'm very lucky because Andy knew I was going to be Amare, so he wrote the character like for me, basically, so that he knew my like how my character is and how I act and things. So he wrote it for me, so like it was just like really easy to fit me into this role. And it was, yeah, like, thank you to Andy for that.
Sure, yeah. And how did you prepare for the role of Amare? Was there any sort of exercises that you used? Because, obviously, he's a visitor from outer space. That you don't really get to play those kind of characters very often. So, you know, it must have been quite exciting.
Well, I guess I was just preparing it. From the first time I read the script, I knew that I had to be this character. And we did a few rehearsals of the big scenes before the shoot, of course. And Andy directed me to say how he wanted Amare to look, how to feel and things like that. And on the shoot, it was just actually like pretty easy, which sounds pretty funny. But like when everything is there, you're in costume, the other actors in costume and doing a wonderful acting job here at Azret, and we're in the location, it's just like it just becomes your world, and that's just you right there.
Nice, yeah. And Andy, you spoke a little bit about the Rastafari documentary, and that's where the sort of idea stemmed from. You make a face at me. I'm going to inquire about how it changed from this Rastafari documentary and where the idea sort of germinated from, because it's a very, you know, it's a very strange premise, a unique premise, you know.
Well, we went to Ethiopia to shoot the Rastafari documentary. But then while shooting the documentary, I had the idea for this science fiction film. And I'd spent some time in Ethiopia previously, so this was an idea that had been germinating for a while. And then I ended up writing the screenplay while shooting the Rasta documentary. The Rasta documentary is almost done now, and it's funny because they're not actually thematically related, except that they both take place in Ethiopia, Betty and Amare in the documentary. And it's funny because we went to Ethiopia to shoot the documentary, And then I ended up making Betty and Amara, and being able to finish that first and going to all these festivals with it. And I'm really close to getting the documentary done, but yeah, it's not done yet.
Yeah.
So, look out for that documentary too, yeah, if you like Betty and Amara. The idea for Betty and Amara came from me spending a lot of time in Ethiopia previously. I wrote my master's thesis while in Ethiopia, and I was really inspired by the country and by the people. And it's very biblical. Like, it's what you imagine the Old Testament to look like when you read it. And what also inspired the story was I grew up as the child of aid workers, so I spent a lot of time with disenfranchised and people in really horrible situations all over Africa, and I helped out at these projects for street children and women's shelters. And one of the central themes of the movie is this trip to get water, which might seem trivial to us, but in many of these very poor countries, women walk for 2 to 3 hours, maybe sometimes even 6 hours a day to get water from the local river. And this is actually one of the most dangerous situations and for women in these countries, which they are victims of physical violence most often. So I wanted to make that theme accessible to an audience, and that's kind of where the sci-fi came in as well. The character of Amara was inspired by Pascal. Yeah, he is actually an alien. No, but he's not an alien, obviously. But yeah, no, it's Pascal. He didn't really have to act much. Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, nice. And it mentions in the press notes that, you know, it was under $7,000 to make. Was that because you wanted to make it on such a micro budget? What challenges were there in sort of making a feature on that sort of budget? I mean, for both of you, what kind of challenges were there?
Well, it was $7,000 to shoot, and $7,000 was the post-production. So it was $14,000 altogether, which still isn't a lot. That wasn't necessarily intentional. We just didn't want to wait. There's this thing about filmmaking when you come out of film school, where it's very hard to get a shot at directing your own feature if you've never done it before. Nowadays, we have the option to just take things into our own hands and just make our own movie. And so that's what I always wanted to do, you know, that's what Pascal wanted to do, and so that's what we did. And, you know, I wrote the script so that we would be able to make it for that amount of money. It is a different type of filmmaking, definitely. There are lots of things that you do differently. For example, what you don't have is a huge crew, but you can turn that weakness into a strength, because that means that you don't have to set up every shot for a really, really long time and organize a bunch of people. So what you can do is you can shoot a lot. So you can turn a weakness into a strength. And shooting a Betty and Amara was really like this educational school for me on how to make DIY films, which I think is one of the futures of filmmaking at the moment. Yeah, Pascal.
Also, one of the troubles, I was the actor in the movie, but of course we didn't have a huge crew or anything, so we both had to, and Andy was the director, writer, and editor, but we both had to do every little thing else. We had to both organize everything, organize the location, organize the hotel where all the actors would be sleeping, organize the house that we built in the desert, and just I was also the first AD on set, so I had to, when we finished filming a scene, I had to write down what we shot and what shot sizes we did to make sure we have all the footage so that Andy can edit it afterwards. So I was also in front of the camera, but as soon as I say cut, I go to the script and I say, okay, good, we got this shot, okay, now we got to do this shot, and then go straight back into character back in front of the camera. But the way we work together and the way we shoot, it went really smoothly, and we just make a really great team.
That was Andy Siege and Pascal Dawson talking to me about Betty and Amara at the London Film Festival. You're listening to Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.